Hi, Sandra.
Hi there, Sylvia. How are you doing?
I'm really well today.
Great.
Okay, so for those who are listening to us, I'll just briefly explain what this is in aid of.
Mm-hmm.
And what this came, this conversation that we're going to have and the techniques we're going to be discussing are for EFT emotional freedom techniques users and practitioners. And this came along as a result of a question somebody gave on one of the groups lists that we're both on.
On the news
group? Yeah, on one of the news groups. And they, it was on the Immotrans group, actually. And they asked about a feeling of loss when you had tapped an emotion away with EFT.
Mm-hmm.
And I've certainly heard that as an objection and as a statement from people who use EFT many times, haven't you?
I had in for the first couple of years of using EFT, certainly.
Yes.
That's what I was finding myself, and also I've heard that a lot, not only in the news groups, but other people who just use EFT.
Yeah.
Have had a similar kind of experience, not all the time, but often.
Oh no! Yeah. And there's also a lot of people who won't actually tap on certain issues for fear that they're going to lose something.
Yeah.
That's actually quite a significant problem, and I've dealt with a number of people who really do have that as an issue, that they have this sense that if it was to go flat, something extremely important would be lost, and you can't talk them out of it. They're quite adamant on this.
Mm-hmm.
There's another number of other problems which are actually directly related to this, and one of them is the apex effect.
Mm-hmm.
But people forget that they had the treatment in the first place.
Yeah.
And that, of course, isn't good for EFT practitioners as far as referral rates are, you know.
Yeah.
If people don't remember they had the treatment.
Yeah. Or that the EFT had anything to do with the problem disappearing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or that there's even such a thing as EFT.
Yeah.
But these things are actually related to a central problem. And I think we have kind of found the answer to this,
mm-hmm.
namely that EFT treatments finish too soon.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
They stop too early. And the reason that I believe this is so is that EFT has sort of inherited a lot of the old structures from the old psychological paradigms.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trauma-based, so that you were in a lot of distress or disturbance, and you knew that the treatment was over when the person was calm or peaceful.
And not feeling anything.
Yeah, at zero, if you will.
Yeah.
And feeling nothing, and it doesn't mean anything. No, I don't feel anything anymore about the perpetrator. I don't feel any anger. I don't feel any hurt. I don't feel any rage.
Mm.
And that's perfectly logical. Somebody who is in pain just wants the pain to stop, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it wasn't until Immotrans came along, and we found that, quite by accident, that when the energy flows through the energy system really smoothly,
mm-hmm.
something very interesting happens.
You go beyond zero.
Beyond zero joy.
Yes.
The energized end state.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, people don't feel nothing, but they feel enlivened, inspired, joyful,
but
energized, and they're really happy. I mean, happy is not the word.
Mm-hmm.
And for practitioners, it's absolutely wonderful, isn't it?
Yeah, it's much nicer to have somebody end up feeling buzzy and energized than just feeling flat and neutral. So even though the feeling flat and neutral is a lot better than feeling in pain, still there's further that you can take people.
And the other thing is, because of this highly charged emotional state of the energized end state, where people really are so happy and they're clapping and they're laughing, they get up and start dancing, and that's not a joke, that really happens,
yeah.
with normally very reserved people, is that they don't forget this.
Mm.
There is no apex effect.
Yeah.
On an Immotrans treatment where you've reached the energized end state.
Yeah, that's true. I hadn't actually clocked that, but I haven't experienced it in that way as I've been working with Immotrans.
No.
People forgetting or saying there was nothing to do with the treatment or...
No.
It's
because there was an emotional emotional response, a
mm-hmm.
positive emotional response, if you will, that the session becomes very memorable.
Yeah.
No, it really does become like something that you remember with great joy. And well, I certainly remember my experience at Catwick on the stage there.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'll never forget that as long as I live. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. So when these questions about EFT came back up, those old questions about being afraid that you lose something in the process, mm-hmm. or apex effect or something, we both said, oh, actually, EFT works beautifully.
Yeah.
It's just that people don't know about the energized end state,
yeah.
and they stop the EFT treatments too early.
Yeah. And I think one of the things that because having the benefit, if you like, of having the understanding that comes with emotrance of the energy system and how it works, and that energy needs to flow, and then we all need energy nutrition, and what that feels like flowing through the energy system has allowed me, as both an EFT and an emotrance practitioner, to be able to work with EFT in a different way, with more understanding than when I was purely buying a technique, if you know what I mean.
Yes, that's right, and that's why we're talking about this today, because I can, you know, I'm very clear on the theory of this, which is just simply that, you know, like once you start unblocking the energy flow and it starts to flow again a little bit, your pain goes away, but then there's this state when the energy system really kicks in and comes to life.
Yeah.
And that's when you are getting into these states of, my God, I feel so good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I'm radiant. And people look radiant.
Yeah.
So what I would like to do is if you would be so kind as to share your experience,
yeah.
of using EFT to reach the energized end state.
Yeah.
Now, how do we go about doing that?
Well, there's a couple of cases that spring to mind where, for instance, one that I actually cited on the news group was just to illustrate the point. I had somebody who hated paperwork and was procrastinating about it. So we began with EFT to get the I hate paperwork down to zero until she was actually neutral about it.
Right.
But to actually then demonstrate the point, because she was feeling flat and could take it or leave it.
Right.
To actually show her that you could love and you could feel buzzy and energized about anything, including paperwork. I use this as an example. So in the workshop, I set her off. I then asked her a question. I said, okay, it's zero, but how much do you now love your paperwork? And she said, about 3 out of 10. So although she'd got the hate out, she hadn't really got very far in the joy.
Right.
So 70%, in other words, still doesn't love your paperwork. So that's what we tapped on. Even though a big part of me still doesn't love it, I love and I accept myself anyway. And we tapped on this. And even though she was saying, but I can't believe it. Can you possibly love your paperwork? And I said, just go with it. So we released that reversal as well, even though I don't know if it's possible to actually love my paperwork. And I got her to carry on, and when I did a tour around the room and I came back, and she was totally amazed, excited, energized, and buzzy, and couldn't wait to go home to do her paperwork. I believe that she'd got to that place about her paperwork and was raving about it to everybody else in the room.
Which, how much fun paperwork is. How much you can get out of it doing your paperwork really well.
Yes.
But so, that's a wonderful example of exactly that kind of thing.
Yes.
So if you're dealing with a spider phobia, you know, we really want to go into, my God, that's such a beautiful animal. I love the spider.
Yeah. So when you've got to zero, then you can ask the questions to take people towards a much more positive state.
Well, that's really then stepping out into a whole new world,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah.
Once we step beyond that zero joy point,
mm-hmm.
that's just a world that people have never even expected could exist.
Yeah. And it also applies in, I've used it a lot in relationships as well, because obviously in our relationships, things happen between people that are stored, which give us our pain and barriers and wounds. And you can release those events and emotional intensities to zero.
Yep.
But, and then Okay,
There's nothing left.
Is kind of, well, I can take them or leave them.
Mm.
So I say, okay, well, where else?
Well, that's no good for marriage, is it?
No, exactly. So how, again, the kind of questions that I would ask them, and the questions have come from understanding about emotrans, because had I not done emotrans before and had an understanding, how can I get the person to take in more of the energy that they've been working with?
Right.
So, and that's the principle, because we release the disturbance and restore some kind of a flow, so
yep.
It's not hurting anymore. But now, to get energized, what we want them to do is to be able to receive and process a higher volume of this kind of energy that had caused a problem before.
Right.
So an example in a relationship, I might ask somebody, okay, so now it's zero, but how does it feel to actually have a loving connection with this person now? So what happens, what they actually do, they kind of open themselves up energetically a little bit more to see what it feels like.
Yes.
And that they let more of the energy in. So, or similarly, you could phrase it like, okay, you don't feel any anger or pain anymore. How much do you love them now?
Yes.
Or how much do you love them while they're doing that behavior? Because it may be just an aspect of behavior or personality that they don't handle well. So what they energetically do then is open their energy systems up to be able to receive more, and then you can get that greater energy flowing through their system to help them to get more energized.
Yes, and that's also really quite important, because what we're not doing here is tapping in positives. That is just totally not this.
Exactly.
This is a way of working with EFT where you're starting from a severe disturbance,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to zero with the pain, and then you turn it around into this new stepping forward and opening up the possibilities that exist on the other side when you actually care for and receive the energies that are involved in whatever that is.
Yeah.
I use often the words love and attention interchangeably.
Yeah.
Yes. Because when you give something your absolute attention, you really, really focus on that in preference to all the other things in the world.
Mm-hmm.
That is when you set up a connection between you and that other thing, mm-hmm. or the person or the occurrence. And that's when the energy begins to flow into you. That's
mm-hmm.
when you're open and receptive, when you have this absolute attention on something.
Yeah.
That's a fascinating thing. And it's probably good to say for people who are going to do this with their clients or teach this to their practitioners out there, is to say that you needn't call it love.
Okay.
People might not like the idea of loving a perpetrator.
Yeah.
Or loving a spider.
Depending on what the previous problem was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and also, sort of depending on their setup and their character and their
mm-hmm.
other beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
They might not like, in all the religions of the world, to love your perpetrator is the highest kind of form of character or energy flow, isn't it? So it's clearly there, established as a precedence, and regardless of which religion we're talking about, that you need the greatest character to achieve that, to have somebody really hurt you, and you can still completely love them.
Yeah.
But I understand that this in practice is probably difficult with your usual Western clients.
Yeah.
Who say, well, they had a big spider phobia, and now you're trying to get them to love the spider.
Mm.
So by using the phrase attention, giving more attention to the spider, that can sometimes come over that.
Mm.
So we've gotten down to the zero on the spider. They're standing there, they're quite comfortably, they can take or leave the spider. And at that moment, I think that's where the magic comes, where you say, actually, there is a state that can make you feel even better, even stronger, and even less afraid of all the spiders in the world. Would you like to try that?
Mm.
And people might well go for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can do this thing, okay, if you pay close attention to the spider, how interesting do you find it? rather than how much you love it, if that's really not going to go down
yeah,
well with
okay.
the client.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
You know, or how much does it fascinate you?
Yeah.
Or how much more close would you like to get to it? Or
yeah.
There's various ways of phrasing around
yeah.
this because we don't want to put
how
people off.
How would you like
off.
To be able to feel towards the spider?
Yeah. yeah, or more empowered in your relationship to the spider.
Yeah. yeah.
Which could be a perpetrator or, you know, your mother or whatever.
Yeah.
that's a way of having the same. It's funny, isn't it? Because the more you love something, the more empowered you are in a relationship with it.
And that's because if you look at it from an energetic point of view, is, well, in my practical and personal and professional experience of working with energy and with emotrans, what I've experienced to be love with my clients and myself has been where there's been a very strong flow
yes.
in the energy system. And effectively, yes, you are strong. You can handle a lot and you can carry that energy and be more, much more empowered in relation to that energy. So
that's exactly right. There's something that I heard from an ancient sort of Hindu text, which was that the most powerful state is when your heart is as open as the sky.
Wow.
And can absolutely nothing can hurt you
mm.
Anymore, which yeah. is quite beautiful, really.
Yeah. Mm.
And it's a wonderful state of love. So I think this is quite a wonderful thing to have out
yeah,
there
yeah,
and
yeah.
to have the EFT practitioners play with and use
mm-hmm.
to actually move forward from that zero joy point.
To the places beyond, even with only simply using EFT, just
yes.
with a little bit more understanding that there is the place to go beyond it, even if that understanding of that has come from our practicing and playing and researching with emotrans, it still has allowed me as a practitioner to bring that concept and working knowledge into my working with EFT.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about EFT is because you can put these things in.
Yeah.
I mean, one of the very first things from emotrans I put into EFT usage was the body protocol.
Yeah.
Where you just tap, you know, where do you feel this in your body? I've got pressure on my chest.
Yeah.
And you just use that for the opening statement
mm-hmm.
to avoid having to talk about personal details
yeah.
or,
and
you know,
emotional way of working.
Extremely,
mm-hmm.
you know, disturbing things. But I do believe, I mean, they work together so beautifully anyway.
Mm.
And they're very different things. There should never be a competition between them. EFT is an extremely useful thing. And with the addition of this knowledge that there is a place beyond
mm-hmm.
the zero joy point,
mm-hmm.
As soon as people know that, they will go and start looking for that and striving towards that.
Yeah.
And what I'd like to see is to have, like, EFT clients come out of the sessions with that same wow
factor, yeah.
bounce and really sort of the lights have come on and their facial texture is so much more animated
mm-hmm.
that you also get with the emotrans energized end state.
Because
how you get there doesn't really matter as long as you get there.
Yeah.
As long as we get happy, happy people, we're proactive people that have hope and that feel that this world is, you know, has something to offer to them.
Yeah. And it just simply starts with an awareness that there is another place to go, and it's just a case of asking a few questions to start to take somebody into being more energized by taking more of that energy in, being able to open themselves and receive and process more of whatever that energy was about, then they can get that more
yeah.
energized in.
If you have put, I'm just let's think of a few more practical examples just before we go. I'm thinking of a lady with agoraphobia. It's just not enough that she can leave the house.
Okay.
That it's more that she should be standing on the threshold and just being like, wow.
Hmm.
All those things out there. Waiting for me, with the heart open as the sky, if you will.
Yeah.
That would be an example of that. You've had you had a second case story that you were.
Again,
share with
a lot
us.
Of them, a lot of the times have been in with relationships.
Your specialist.
Yeah,
field,
I've done
isn't
that.
It?
Yeah, because I like to take. I've had quite a few people where they've even been separated, and they've not only just come back together, but come back together with a wow, and even restored intimate relations where there hadn't been any for a couple of years, by going to that beyond zero place.
Yes.
And by asking, okay, so this event doesn't hurt you anymore, or this memory doesn't hurt you, and this behavior, you can handle it now, but what else do you want from the relationship? How would you like it to be? Well, I'd like it to be this. And how much is it like this right now? Well, about 4 out of 10. So then you can take it to where they would like it to go, as well as
including with the opening statement, even though I cannot believe that there is such a thing as 10 out of 10 or I could ever get there.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's brilliant. So we've gone over the main things there.
Yeah.
It's really quite simple. Zero is not the end point. There's another world beyond.
Yeah.
By asking some gentle questions or finding the opposite energies of the ones that originally were there, such like, I hate him.
Mm.
Okay, so now you don't hate him anymore, but would you like to love him?
So there may still be kind of resistance about that. So then you can pick up on that resistance and release that so they can move much more.
Because, look, even the resistance shows you that you're not actually really at zero yet.
Yeah.
That's one of those wonderful things, isn't it? Now, that's a real good test for EFT.
I was just going to say, then, you can use this as just further testing, looking for more aspects. There's another way of looking at it. So.
Mm-hmm. And I would imagine that especially with relationship things and old relationship things, child abuse and so on, this could be, a real movement in the right direction for people who've done a lot of tapping and have had a good effects on their symptoms, but they seem to be on a threshold where there's no forward movement there. And I think that might be that same threshold, the no joy threshold. It sounds very seriously religious, but my God, you know, we get our energy system to flow and love the perpetrator, the world's a different place.
Absolutely, yeah. I need to go and work on some of that right now, in fact.
Yes, I think we all need to on a regular basis, because life happens, doesn't it?
It sure does.
So I'm going to say thank you very much to Sandra.
Okay, and to you,
and
Sylvia.
Thank you to Sylvia as well. Right? And I hope the EFT community picks this up and has as much energized and state fun with it as we all have had.
That's great. Okay, then.
Cool.
I'll speak to you again.
Bye.
Bye.